BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one.
For the fat fingers.
That is still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out of work magician. Drums, please.
Three, two,
radio one.
Go.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily for Tuesday. What will be behind door three of the WHO event calendar? Also, some people have never heard of really famous people, like Harry Styles, and the person we hear from that's never heard of Sir Andy Murray. Unbelievable. And I make a big error while introducing the song Panic Room by Camel Fat.
One!
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about these calendars. There's one particular calendar where on day one, you got a bit of chocolate and some coconut. We all know the ones that we're talking about. The chocolate coconutty one.
Mm.
And then on day two, once again, you got a bounty. Becky, you've got one of these calendars, right?
It's my fiancé. It's his. I went out and bought two and he chose the celebrations one.
So day one, he opens the calendar. What does he get?
It was a bounty.
Day two, he opens his calendar again. What's behind door number two?
It was another bounty.
People are being trolled by celebrations.
Right, so this was something you mentioned yesterday, but seems like it might have been done on purpose, as in everyone has the same calendar. I just thought everyone had different combinations, but no, it's like if you open day one, it's the same as everyone else that has opened day one. Likewise with day two, which does suggest they're doing this on purpose.
I think that everyone that has this particular calendar is getting exactly the same chocolates every day, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's day three today. Do we know what's in there?
Has he opened his today?
He has, yeah. He opened it this morning.
Right, here's the thing. If we tell people what's in number three, if they are all the same, then this is a plot spoiler for the people that haven't opened theirs yet, isn't it?
Well, that's
it?
What I think. I think part the point, well, in fact, the whole point of an advent calendar is surprise. Yeah. If it just said exactly what it was going to be every day,
yeah, boring.
What's the point? There's no point opening the doors.
Anyway, so if you don't want to hear what's behind door number three, potentially, of this advent calendar, then please turn away from the radio now. Becky.
Yes.
What was behind door three?
It was a Mars bar, I believe.
Oh. I mean, that's disappointing after 2 days of bounties.
Oh, yeah, you have to get like a Malteser or a Galaxy. They're much like the favourites.
Are they building it up? Is this like some sort of climb up the ladder?
Yeah, I think that you're going to get the better ones like later on.
I like the way you announced that, by the way. It was a little bit charty. I quite like it. Day three. What is it? It's Mars.
We've got a guy called Amit messaging going, any bounty haters can send them to me. I love them, especially after leaving them in the freezer.
One.
George in Plymouth did as well. I don't think there's anyone that didn't get two bounties yesterday.
What is top tier, though? What is the one that everyone wants? What's the biggie? Is it the Malteser one?
I'm saying Malteser every time, yeah. Our producer last night actually took a picture of this. What madness is this? Not one, not two, but three of the heinous things in one pack. Bounty trio. Why would you even?
BBC.
Radio
One. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, George, who says, you did say, Mills, that you would tell us who superfan Steve is with yesterday on the show, and you didn't. Did I? I think I was vague. I think I said details to follow, which could have meant any time. Coming soon. It's like when they do coming soon on BBC. Yeah, but when's that?
I know, but what's ridiculous is we're talking about superfan Steve as if it's, a massive thing.
Guys, this is a massive, massive...
It's ridiculous.
Coming this autumn. No, but...
The BBC puts millions into its dramas and things like that. What you're trying to turn into the biggest announcement of all is who superfan Steve is going to be meeting next.
Yeah, but the person who he's meeting, people will not believe.
I think it's crazy this whole thing's happened, yeah.
One man, one fan, one destiny.
That's good. But people seem to like superfan Steve.
This is big. I know what you're saying, but it's not called the Midwife Christmas Special, but...
It's not Gavin and Stacey, but it's the best we can offer you. I was DJing on Saturday, right? And all people shout, they don't call me by my name anymore. They call me Steve.
Well, that's all right.
Steve is more popular than I am.
Yeah. Deal with it. So this person who Steve is meeting is very much a great Briton. He also... Oh, it's a he.
Yeah.
He also has a very, very famous mother.
It's yeah. I kind of want to just announce it now.
No, it's for 140, love. We need to do it at 140 because there's nothing in the show.
But madness that has happened with this person.
Yeah. Any other clues?
He famously revealed more about himself on an X-ray.
We'll tell you who at 140.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just want to check, how are we all doing with the eating now that we're in December? Are we still going to the gym and eating chicken, or are we just...
winter bulking.
Are we winter bulking and having cream with everything? Where are we at?
I'm just adding cream to everything, pretty much.
Right, okay. I just wanted to check to see like who I should follow. Are you having cream with everything?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all on, mate. Get on the cheese. That's what I'm saying. Cheese on everything.
I haven't had cheese for so long.
It's always the optional extra, isn't it? Just add cheese every time.
Is everyone else winter bulking? Let me know. I think it might be too early. I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Many, many messages about winter bulking. It's definitely on. Robin Chesterfield finished off 4 packs of pigs in blankets. We're on the 3rd of December, Rob, just to remind you of that.
True. Look at us. We were in the pub last night and I got a spring rolls for no reason.
Yeah, why? Jason's been on the festive bakes for weeks. Imogen has just sat in her car for her lunch so her co-workers don't judge. It's chocolate, yoghurts and Oreos today. Yes, it's really on. We've got... someone who had 11 chicken Kievs last night. That's Rosie. In fact, it's only Brad and Hemel Hempstead.
Sorry, 11 chicken Kievs.
Yeah, goals. It's only Brad and Hemel Hempstead who is keeping the fitness dream alive. He says, chicken, broccoli, rice, Scott. Stay strong. Tomorrow on Radio 1, superfan Steve meets his biggest challenge yet. You know Steve, he's a very nervous fan who oversays his name.
Steve.
He calls up wanting to speak to celebrities. But Steve is actually just Chris in a room nearby. But the famous person doesn't know that. We play a quiz about that celebrity. But Chris, or as he's otherwise known...
Steve.
Has all the answers written down on a sheet of paper, so knows every single answer in a quiz about that celebrity, which can kind of freak them out. In the past, Steve has met Rylan. What body part has Rylan had reduced?
Steve.
Yes?
Steve, penis.
Anne-Marie. Who is Anne-Marie's favourite Spice Girl?
Ooh, Anne-Marie.
Steve.
Me? Did I win?
Yeah, you won.
Steve. Steve.
Give me a sec, Steve. Hang on.
Sporty Spice.
David Guetta. What was the name of the collaboration he made with French rapper Sidney Dottet?
Steve.
Oh, no, David. Oh, come on. You cannot know this one.
He
I
did
don't
get there
you.
First, David. Okay, go on.
Steve.
Yep.
Nation Rap.
Oh, my God. No, come on. I don't believe you.
And Cheryl Cole. What breed of animal is Cheryl's beloved pet Buster?
Cheryl.
Steve.
I'll let you have it, Cheryl.
Chihuahua.
Steve. Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Gay.
Pardon? Did you say gay?
Is that gay?
Is your pet gay?
I think so, but I don't know how animals are.
Next question. Those people all took it fairly well. Tomorrow... superfan Steve meets an actual sir, a knight of the realm. And honestly, I thought we were going to have a situation where this person just walked out.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that, actually, Scott. This was the one where I thought, like, maybe he might have heard of it and then not be up for this, but he didn't. He'd never heard of it. And I thought that he was going to walk out.
Oh, I never thought he would ever heard of it.
Well, it's getting bigger, the Steve thing, you know?
Now, I want to, before I reveal who it is, let you hear this. Listen to Chris's panic in his voice after we'd done the Steve feature and it was revealed that it was actually Chris. Listen to the amount of backpedalling and grovelling going on.
Hello. I just want to say, obviously, I'm genuinely a huge fan.
Are you being Steve now or being Chris?
No, I'm not being Steve now. Right, okay. I've never... Like, thank you so much for just being so nice anyway. I couldn't believe it. I thought when I mentioned your mother's mound, you may have decided to leave at that point. But
tomorrow, 3 p.m. It's this guy.
Right, I'm going to try this and it's not going to be easy.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but tomorrow at 3 p.m, you will hear exactly what happened when Superfan Steve met Sir Andy Murray.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becca in Peterborough says, what? How did you get Sir Andy Murray to agree to this? Well, we didn't. We just did it. We didn't tell him before, do we?
Someone here who has never heard of Andy Murray.
Right, I was going to get to that.
Never heard of Andy Murray.
I was going to get to that one. I'm glad you saw it too. The text says, can't be that important. Never heard of him. What do you mean?
We were talking about this the other night, weren't we? We were saying, like, there must be people listening that haven't heard of some super famous people.
Yeah. This is actually quite a good topic because, you know, my ex-flatmate?
Yeah.
Best mate. Round his house the other day. I was talking about something and I mentioned Harry Styles in the conversation. I was like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 Harry Styles, blah, blah, blah. He was like, who's that? I went, yeah. What? You've never heard of Harry Styles? What are you on about? Yeah, but this person says, can't be that important. What a load of hype. Never heard of him.
Well, I don't know how
it's Sir Andy Murray.
It's one of our greatest ever sportsmen. I don't know how we find these people, though, because I kind of want to speak to them to understand how you've never had to encounter their names. Like, do we just list some of the most famous people in the world and then ask everyone listening, if you've never heard of any of these,
maybe
get in touch.
Maybe you've got a friend who has never heard of somebody that is, like, worldwide known. Like, everybody on the street, if you ask them, would know their name. Let me know on 81199. This could be good.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you hear Newsbeat earlier trying to ruin all our Christmas cheer? Apparently, and who knew this, a pint of caramel-flavoured hot chocolate topped with whipped cream isn't really good for you at all. Guess how many calories? In a massive one.
But I've been having one of these every day.
What, a venti?
Yeah. I'm not sure it's a venti. I always just say medium, because I don't want to do the French.
Oh, you're grande then, you are.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know about your one, but I'm saying you're averaging about 500 calories there.
You reckon?
Yeah. In the big one, 758 teaspoons of sugar.
Oh, it's not right, that.
No, that's wrong. No, that's 750, stop the music. Teaspoons of sugar, wrong. No, 23 teaspoons of sugar, 758 calories.
Yeah, because 758
teaspoons of sugar, you'd probably die. So it's not that. But still a lot. Thanks, Newsbeat.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, you're up for funny business.
I am ready for this, yes.
Just two companies in the UK, both with great names. Like, whoever came up with these is generally a king or queen of innuendo, but it does get your business noticed. If you've seen any in your travels, let me know about them. We always need new people to call. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Okay, it's me first today. Got one for me?
I have, yeah. You know the rules then. No laughing, okay?
Okay.
What's going on?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Ball's grinding. That ball speaking.
Ball's grinding?
Ball's grinding, yes.
Oh. Sorry. Oh, sorry.
You must be one of those divorced husbands where they bring their balls plucked, skinned and ground. That's what we do here.
Right, I'm really trying to get to the bottom here of what Balls Grinding does as a company.
Well, apart from Well, I just said this precision engineers.
Oh, okay, you're engineering. And do you you're grinding the balls, are you? That's what it's called, that. Is it literal?
My father started a business as a tool and cutter grinder. And now we're more precision engineers and doing CNC machining and things like that.
And what's your name?
Ben Ball.
I get the name now. So it's the Balls family that are doing the grinding.
That's right. Yeah, so it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense now. All right. I just wanted to check your name out. I just saw your company name and I was like, it can't be called that. And it is. But thank you very much. And next time I need some precision engineering, I'll be sure to knock on your door.
Perfect. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gone. Yeah, gone. Love that one so much. Balls grinding there.
It's really hard not to laugh when you're laughing. Yeah. Like, you're cracking up.
Yeah, I knew what it was. I still found it funny. And what I love is that I obviously knew he was a member of the Balls family, but that didn't seem to drop, for want of a better phrase, in your head.
No, it didn't.
It's like you kept saying, what balls? No.
No, that's their name. Okay, here's one for you.
All right.
I'm calling it now.
Hello, Beaver Fit. Chris speaking.
Hello. I'm sorry. Who have I got through to?
It's Chris from Beaver Fit.
Beaver Fit?
Yeah.
Hiya, mate. My name's Chris. I'm Chris myself. But what do you do at Beaver Fit?
We're a manufacturer of equipment.
For beavers?
For beavers, if needed, yeah, to help them with their tree gnawing or also for fitness equipment for health clubs through to military.
Sorry, I got told your company name, but I wasn't told exactly what it is you do, so I just wanted to find out a little bit more.
Yeah, sure, we have the question all the time, so don't worry, you're not alone.
Now, are you a beaver? As in, like a Mr. Beaver, or are you just into
Literally, no, I'm not, although he's not far away.
Oh, okay. Is the company named after a beaver or a Mr. Beaver? Or something
else? It is. It's named after the beaver family, actually, and the directors are all beavers.
Are
No joke.
And do they like being called beavers, or is it like bivouac?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. I mean, we can always try it. They're pretty big guys, and I'm sure they'll take the joke well.
Oh, you don't mess with the beavers, then?
You don't. Never mess. Never mess. Sharp teeth.
Brilliant. Well, that answers my questions. I just wanted to know more about the name, so thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for calling.
Brilliant. Cheers, then. Bye.
All right, bye.
Go on.
Fit beavers, though.
Fit beavers. Yeah. It seemed very long-winded way that he tried to explain what the company's name is. I think they just make gym equipment.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. Andy Murray's being the victim of superfan Steve tomorrow. He thinks he's just a nervous fan. It's actually Chris next door. It's a quiz about Andy Murray, but Steve has got all the answers written down. Someone earlier didn't know who Andy Murray was, said it can't be that important. We've got Sophie, who, a girl on her course at uni, didn't know who Beyonce was. Someone who...
I've never heard of Beyonce. Nope.
Someone who had never heard of Tom Hardy until yesterday. We've got a 20-year-old bricklayer in their office. Someone said, oh, I like that David Attenborough. He replied, who's that?
We need to speak to some of these people.
Steph from Banbury dated a girl who... Well, they watched Blue Planet together, and halfway through, she's like, who is this guy talking? Elliot, plumber on the Isle of Wight, his 18-year-old apprentice, has never heard of Elton John.
The Scott Mills Daily.
No sign of Daddy Pig as yet. Apparently, he's going to be doing it tomorrow now. I don't know if you know, but her dad is actually the voice of Daddy Pig on Peppa Pig here on Capital.
I forgot about this idea.
Frey Ridings and Love is Fire, every time they play that song, or any station, they mention it.
So what's the situation? Tomorrow, rollover, is it?
I am aiming to get some kind of message, which will be a conversation between Freya and her dad. Only dad will be as Daddy Pig. Mm. Recording tonight, apparently.
Okay, exciting. We should also always remember that Lizzo had never heard of you.
What, remember? Scott Mills?
Never. I mean, that's understandable. However, I'm not having this from Jim on the M6. My brother Louis is 19 and had never heard of the Queen until yesterday. I do not believe you.
Scott Mills.
So many people have been blocked by famouses. More on this in 20.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I've said this before, but we are the students' breakfast show. So let's say rise and shine, and good morning to Lizzie. Hello. Morning.
Morning.
Oh, good morning. You're with us, are you?
I thought you'd gone back to sleep.
No, I'm still here. Don't you worry.
Okay. So last night was what?
It was our UPHC hockey winter ball.
Oh, the hockey winter ball. Now, what happens there? Because I imagine that, like hockey players, they're all fit and that, and just eat like chicken, broccoli, and drink smoothies.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Nice carnage.
Not I used at to, the ball, surely.
I used to DJ the AU nights at uni, right? And the Wednesday night, it was the hockey girls were the worst there, worst behaved.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that true,
yeah,
Lizzie?
Every Wednesday, every Saturday.
Is it? Okay, what went down last night?
So we had a lovely three-course meal and got a bit bevy, ended up going out to the club, and we all got a bit... Howdy, howdy, and something rowdy.
Wow. I've got a question for you. What is the anthem for the hockey girls at your uni?
Oh, there's quite a few. I think they're a bit inappropriate for radio, unfortunately.
Okay, let's skip on then. How are you feeling today? One being terrible, ten being... What a time to be alive.
Oh, I think I'm on an 8.
Okay, so you're not too
I'm
bad.
Slowly getting over the hangover, I think.
Okay, what have you eaten?
I had a Mackey's.
Standard, okay. Have you got plans for the rest of the day, or is the rest of the day a write-off?
Oh, I was supposed to be going to the library, but I don't know whether that's going to happen or not, but I do have a deadline tomorrow, so probably should force myself to get out of the house.
Can I tell you now, that's not going to happen. What you'll do is you'll rush it all tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay, who do you normally go for on bangers?
I normally go for Scott, I have to admit.
Thanks, that's me. Chris, you go first today. Go on.
All right, I've gone for one of the greatest songs of all time on Bangers today. This is my choice. Big, big song, this one. This is Ian Brown, F-E-A-R.
Fear.
Fear.
Oh, this would give me beer fear if I chose this.
Beer fear.
Okay, let's kick that hangover away, Lizzie, with my one, which is this. This is my last resort. I know what you're thinking. Scott didn't pick this. I actually love this track. Papa Roach, Last Resort. I think you need someone shouting at you, Lizzie. That's what you need. So pick me. Okay, what are you going to go for?
Oh, it's a toughie. It really is. But I think today I'm going to have to change my mind and go for Chris.
Come on.
One Extra Talks. It's about real life stories.
It happened to me at that moment in time.
Yeah. Your life and the issues we all go through.
I didn't see any black boys that looked like me.
Topical stuff that affects us all. The place where we get open and honest.
Why are you dating? What? It's just common sense, no?
Covering topics like body image, being gay and black, hustle culture, relationships, your health, and much, much more.
They just think there's only one of us when there's like thousands of us.
We get past all the taboos so we can get to the heart of the subject.
One Extra Talks with Reese Parkinson.
Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds.
Wasn't expecting as much pushback as there has been from the Papa Roach fans.
It's good. What a song that is, though. Good to hear. So this is one of my favourite texts, though. James the Plumber in Plymouth puts, "For every afternoon a robbery." Clever. Do you not get that one?
Oh. Because
you know every line of this song is F-E-A-R, isn't
it? Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, please don't say I've just told you that. That's like the Freya Ridings being... daughter of Daddy Pig fact.
No, it's like when our producer didn't realise that Calvin Harris, that's actually him singing on some of his own tracks.
Yeah. There'll be someone listening that will blow their mind. No. Every line in that, F-E-A-R.
I didn't know that.
Did you honestly not know that?
No. No, I didn't.
Welcome along.
Oh, shut up. You're the one that didn't know about Calvin Harris. Don't what me.
Would you want to play the whole song again?
No, I don't.
Know that?
No, I didn't know that. My mind is...
Yeah.
Blown.
I'm pleased you were honest there as well.
Yeah, I didn't know. Honest. Okay, so I'm looking forward to the Who event calendar today. It's a Who every day in December, just like opening your advent calendar. Yesterday, this iconic bit of television was in the Who.
Angie and Tiffany are in the kitchen.
Are you okay?
Tiffy, you gotta do me a favor.
Anything?
You can't say a word.
Nothing.
David's dead.
No, he's not.
You can't do that.
Hello! Whovent calendar, day 3, just after 3:30, we'll open another door.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I, after what I said yesterday, I've written a letter to Mr. Duxbury.
Okay. Right.
Can I read it to you? It's a draft, so you can change it as applicable as what you think I need.
Fine, so Scott Duxbury is the Watford chairman, yeah?
Yeah. Dear Mr. Duxbury, my name is Scott Mills, and I'd be keen to take over as the manager slash head coach at Watford FC, the club which you are chairman for. You may wonder why someone currently not involved in football, apart from my show and Five Live, should have the right credentials to coach the team bottom in the Premier League. Hang on, is that right? Should be the comma in there?
What do you mean?
To coach the team bottom. Oh, no, to coach the team bottom in the Premier League. But here's the thing. Kike didn't work. Neither did Marco or Javi.
Mm.
Why not try Scotty?
Mm.
I have 3 core beliefs. Be big in the tackle, tight at the back, and beat off the opposition at all points possible, and your goals will follow. I love your boys, Foster, Hughes, Deeney, etc., etc. Right back.
Well, you know the one that you really liked was the reserve goalkeeper for Watford. I think he had one appearance, yet you claimed
that
he was your favourite player. Jonathan Bond.
My name's Bond.
Okay, well, listen, I know Scott Duxbury. I will forward on your message. Yeah?
Well, I'm imagining it's scott.duxbury at yahoo.com.
Don't try that. Also, don't interfere. Just
actually,
stay in your lane.
I am.
Stay in your lane. Nah, you see.
Okay, I'll have another guess. Scott.duxbury at hotmail.com.
No, in fact, stop talking about it.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio. One.
The problem we have here is
one of them's probably
told
right.
You about Scott Duxbury, and now the problem is you've got his name. He's a serious guy.
That probably is one of his email addresses.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Chelsea, why do you need our help?
So I need a lot of help because I'm a massive Millie McIntosh fan and she's blocked me on Instagram.
Oh, no.
It's odd you hear of someone being a big Millie McIntosh fan still, because you don't see her on Made in Chelsea anymore. You don't really see her on much, do you?
I know. I just think she's a legend and, like, her fashion, everything. I just think she's great. And,
why is she a legend?
Just, like, her in Made in Chelsea, she was great. Like, the sass that she gave off was fantastic, and I just think that the show needs more of her.
Yeah. So you've been blocked by Millie?
Yeah, really, really sad, really sad.
When did this happen?
I think it was potentially maybe around the time that she split up with Professor Green.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no, hang on then. So if she blocked you, did you have something to do with the breakup?
Maybe. I mean, no. But I was a big fan of them too as a couple.
I thought they were a sweet couple.
Me too. They were so nice, weren't they?
Yeah. So what do you think you've done?
I kind of feel like I probably just told her that it's really heartbreaking that she's splitting up with Pro Green because they're a perfect couple.
Yeah,
and maybe
you would have had a message. You would have been able to see what you said.
Yeah. So what if I'm worried that I commented maybe on a picture?
Right.
That's a possibility because then I can't see that because she's blocked me. So
something's gone terribly wrong here that a super fan can get blocked by the person that they love so much. Has it not put you off her?
It's kind of just made me feel bad, actually. I'm kind of like, what did I do to upset you so much?
Mm.
So my friend did message her, but we haven't heard back.
Do you have the message that your friend sent to Millie to try and get you unblocked?
Yeah, I do. I've got it here.
All right, can you read that to me? I want to hear this. This could be royal cringe.
Hey, Mills. We're not sure why, but you seem to have blocked one of my mates, Chelsea, and we're not sure why. She really loves you and misses seeing your stories every day. Would you mind unblocking her so you can be part of her life again? Love, Lucy.
And nothing from that, no?
Not one thing. Not even a scene or anything. It's heartbreaking.
Am I being controversial here in that? Are you really that bothered about Millie McIntosh unblocking you? Is this something seriously that's bothering you?
I mean, I feel like it comes up in my life quite a lot. Like, you know, when she recently got pregnant, when she got married, like people talk about it and I can't see it.
You feel left out. So to a group of girls like this, and what is the name of your group of girls? I assume they've got a name.
We call ourselves Gossip Huns.
Yeah, right. I see. All right, yeah. I'm beginning
to
understand.
It's just a group chat for gossip, basically, about celebrities.
Okay. Right, right. Let's put this to the test now, because I know you think this is mad, right? Tell us which celebrity, and they're not massively famous, but they are in your world, which one you're absolutely obsessed with. We will get thousands of these. Right. Maybe I could message her for you.
That'd be great, okay. If you could.
Don't even know the right follow. But anyway, leave it with.
Okay, I miss her. Miss her so much, just want her back.
Okay, hon.
All right, thanks.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Radio 1.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. There you are. Steph's been blocked by Olivia from Alex and Olivia, and she's absolutely gutted, devastated. Doesn't know what she's done. You just don't know. Sometimes there's no reason for it. Gav's blocked by his football club, Burnley, which he hates, obviously, because they're the love of his life. What's going on?
We're getting a lot of messages saying that you might have mispronounced the artist before, Camel Fat. I think we can take this to VAR if you want, just to double check what happened.
This is Radio 1, Camel Toe, Panic Room. Coming up, I've got Billie Eilish and Mumford & Sons.
Yes, VAR would suggest that you've got it wrong.
I'm really... Wow, there are a lot of messages. Yeah, I'm really very sorry about that. I meant to announce the track Panic Room by the two DJs called Camel Fat. And in no way was I referring to the toe of a camel. The Scott Mills Daily. Emily and her friend are absolutely obsessed with Chris Hughes. Love Island now goes out with Jesse Littlemix. Like obsessed. Like they went to, I think he was doing some book signing. She says she nearly fainted, her mouth went dry.
Oh, right, so as in like treating him like a real A-lister, sort of like be
like,
mad to see him.
Massive.
Wow.
I hosted this thing a while ago for Olivia and Alex, who were on Love Island, 3 years ago, and they've got their own reality show now. And it's them, like, just married life, setting up their fashion brand and that. I quite like it. It's kind of the thing I can just watch and switch my brain off.
Okay.
They're quite sweet. The fans in there, so there was a preview where it was only fans who were invited, like proper fans of them. Honestly... It was like Justin Bieber had arrived.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, it's Olivia! It happens. Scott Mills. Amelia.
Hello?
Did you get blocked?
I didn't, my friend did.
By who?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Blocked on Twitter, Insta, what?
Twitter.
Oh, no. I mean, that's quite cool, though. That's high-level blocking. Leonardo DiCaprio, Hollywood superstar.
But what's terrible about this situation is it's some sort of acknowledgement still, though, isn't it? It's a bit... it's wrong, but DiCaprio has acknowledged the annoyance of whatever was being tweeted. What was being tweeted? All fine?
She just used to tweet him saying, Leo, where are we spending Christmas this year? Yours or mine? Things like that. What are we doing for Valentine's Day? And then... If he didn't reply, well, he wouldn't reply. She would go, why are you ignoring me? And she'd just keep tweeting him weekly.
Yeah. To be honest, that would have got a block from me also.
Yeah.
Is she gutted?
She was very gutted. We were at uni at the time. She came into the kitchen absolutely screaming the flat down that he had blocked her and she wasn't impressed at all.
You see, people do take this very seriously. They do get upset. However, does she now acknowledge that maybe she went a bit too far?
No, I'm still don't think it's sunk in yet, no.
Yeah, okay. What are we doing for Valentine's Day, Leo? I wish we could tell you the story that we both know about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yes.
It's such a good one, isn't it?
Oh, it's... it will. I actually don't think we'd ever be allowed to say it.
Never, but...
But it's one of those. You know, like, occasionally on the show, we talk about a story that we can't talk about.
Yeah.
I'm saying at some point, it will be probably the last show we ever do.
Yeah.
We should maybe say it, but it's amazing.
Amelia, though, if you knew this story, it would blow your friend's mind. Mind blown, honestly.
Oh, I need to know it now.
Yeah. I can't say anything. It involves a pair of headphones.
Oh. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Some people get perfumes, some people get chocolates. All sorts can happen in advent calendars. My friend's got a cheese one at the moment, which I would love, actually.
Really? I would worry about how that progresses throughout the month.
Oh, if anyone wants to get me a cheese one next year. Hint.
I got sent a sausage one earlier. Do you know what I mean? Like, to the office as well.
What, pork for 24 days?
Yeah.
No, not okay. Anyway, we've got our own hervent calendar where every time you open the door, there's something a bit retro. Let's open today's door number 3.
Ho, ho, ho! The hervent calendar with Scott Mills. Me and the elves are rocking around the Christmas tree. But let's have a look. What's behind door number 3?
Hi, my name's Marcus. I work at Robert Dice and I'm gay. I like going out with my friends and playing volleyball. I also like showing our gay and straight customers a funky range of our Christmas gifts.
The Robert Dice Day gay advert.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gay Joseph from Barnsley's like, what are you on about? You've heard the Robert Dias advert. What is it? I've never heard it. Oh, you are missing out. You're so missing out. If you've not heard it.
Hi, my name's Marcus. I work at Robert Dias and I'm gay. I like going out with my friends and playing volleyball. I also like showing our gay and straight customers a funky range of our Christmas gifts.
Hi, my name is James. I'm straight and I work at Robert Dias. I like sailing, baking, and showing off all our Christmas kitchen gadgets to our gay and straight customers.
I'm straight and I love shopping at Robert Dias.
I'm gay and I love shopping at Robert Dias.
I'm bisexual and I always find something I love at Robert Dias.
Yes.
Look at this Christmas tree. It's perfect for a gay person or a straight person.
This drill would work a treat in a straight person's home or a gay person's.
Robert Dice, where gays and straights combine drills and much, much more.
Iconic!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1, Superfan Steve meets Sir Andy Murray at 3. 1!